Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
According to outreach providers, Auckland has had a 90% increase in homelessness since September last year. Auckland Council's Community Committee Chair, Angela Dalton, says government policy changes have made it harder for people to access emergency housing. The committee has called for the government to work with frontline agencies to address the issue. Yesterday, nearly 36,000 nurses, midwives and healthcare workers went on strike for 24 hours. This follows the breakdown of mediation talks between the Nurses Union and Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand. The union says they are striking because of the dire staffing situation. And the government has announced a series of electoral law changes, including the end to same-day voter enrolment. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these issues. I started by asking about the increase in homelessness in Tamaki Makaurau. What do you think has caused the increase in homelessness in Auckland?
I think it's basically that this government have not responded to the cost of living challenges that are in front of them, as well as that they have changed the criteria around emergency accommodation so that fewer people can get access to it, whilst pausing the public housing build. And so we've got a whole lot of New Zealanders who not only can't get an emergency solution to their homelessness issues, but also there's no long-term prospects on housing.
What do you think can be done to address the homelessness crisis?
I think the government need to be honest with themselves, listen to the frontline social services that are telling them that their emergency housing policy is sending more people into homelessness, and actually revisit the guidelines that they've got in place. But alongside that, they need to ramp up, as we did, the state housing build. Too many of the developments that were planned have now been put on hold. There's a whole lot of stagnant projects across the country. We're not getting state housing on at pace anymore. And the government need to do that quickly because there's so many New Zealanders that need that support.
Associate Housing Minister Tamapōtaka says it's not just the government, but a large part of society that's responsible for solving the issue. Do you agree with this assessment?
He's just trying to shift the blame here. The social services have been really clear. It's the government's policies that have sent more people into homelessness over the last couple of years. And so Tama needs to take responsibility for what he has responsibility for. And that's a portion of the housing portfolio. Him and Chris Bishop need to get moving because, you know, this is not the country that we want to live in. We don't want to be seeing people living in tents, living on the streets. We also don't want to see people or hear about people living in an unsafe, overcrowded housing conditions because they can't get access to the housing that they need.
Moving to our next topic about yesterday's nurses' strikes, do you agree with the Health Minister Simeon Brown's criticisms of these strikes?
Look, I think that was so offensive, and we certainly heard that on the picket line in Auckland yesterday where I was alongside my colleague Priyanka Radhakrishnan. They talked in their speeches about the fact the government is saying that they're disappointed the nurses are striking. But actually, the only ones that should be disappointed are the nurses because they haven't been supported by this government. The main call yesterday was safe staffing levels. They have been put under so much stress. It's causing issues for them and therefore potentially causing issues for all of us that may need to access the care that we need to. And so actually, Simeon needs to take responsibility here and stop trying to shift the blame to the nurses. I've heard pretty horrendous stories from the nurses about what has happened as a result of the understaffing, and the government yet still continue to say that there's no hiring freeze. Well, every nurse you spoke to on the picket line, and there were thousands yesterday, would tell you they're experiencing hiring freezes under this government, and that's as part of their underinvestment in health and their prioritisation of things like tax breaks for landlords, tax breaks for the tobacco industry, tax cuts that they were told were unaffordable over actually investing in our health system.
Are you concerned about what nurses are saying in terms of understaffing and underinvestment in hospitals?
Yeah, I am. And it's not just from the picket line. I had nurses from Waitakere Hospital come and see me a couple of months ago. And they were highly stressed as a result of the understaffing. They were saying that, you know, when there are vacancies, they're not able to recruit or the recruitment is delayed. They've been pushed to do multiple shifts, sometimes double shifts in a row, to cover for the fact that there aren't enough staff to actually do the next shift. And they're saying it's pushing them to the brink. They were actually really emotional about what they were experiencing. As well as that, they were talking about the number of nurses that are going overseas because the pay and conditions are better for them. And in that small group that came to see me of about six or seven nurses, there was one sitting there who was an experienced senior nurse who was actually moving as well as a result of all the stress that he's been facing here in New Zealand as a nurse.
We've also seen a change to same-day enrolments. What is your response to the government ending same-day enrolments?
I think it's appalling. And, you know, the feedback in terms of what it means for the Bill of Rights, the Human Rights Commissioner has come out against it. It seems so self-serving. I mean, why in a democracy would you make a move that would effectively see thousands of people cut out from having their say in who is elected as government? And that's basically what is happening here. And who are these people? Well, actually, the people that are less likely to be enrolled in time are our people on the lowest incomes, our young people, Māori and Pacific, and those from ethnic communities. David Seymour wants to call them dropkicks, but actually he's completely out of touch with the realities that so many people face. And sometimes they don't necessarily have the bandwidth to get on top of, you know, bureaucratic and government administration. And so perhaps they are a little bit late, but hey, we want their voices to be heard in selecting and deciding who's going to govern this country. But this government have decided they are not worth it, and, you know, for self-serving reasons, perhaps, they've made the decision that they're going to cut them out.
Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith says the changes is because the workload to verify late enrolments is too much for the Electoral Commission. What is your response to this?
Oh, that's just rubbish. And, you know, there's still going to be a high level of administration trying to work through who is enrolled, who isn't enrolled, whether their vote counts or doesn't count. After the election, and perhaps just pose more confusion for people and the actual system. So, you know, Paul is just trying to create an excuse for the decision that he's making. But effectively, you know, I think it's fair to say that many of those that are more likely to not be enrolled within that set period are not necessarily national voters. And so, you know, I'm going to take the cynical view here. They're doing it for self-serving purposes.
And are you likely to reverse these changes if Labor wins the next election?
Oh, we will always, always push for policy that ensures the biggest majority of New Zealanders are able to get out and vote and be part of the democracy in whatever way that means.
That was Labour Party Deputy Leader Carmel Sepuloni on the spike in homelessness in Auckland, yesterday's nurses' strike, and the end to same-day voter enrolment.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.